Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are revisiting a conversation that we had a while back about sportsmen who have torpedoed their own legacies. And this is the non-criminal version. So Mark Sanchez doesn't count.
Yeah. It's
OJ doesn't count.
Yeah, when you do time behind bars because you kill someone, or in this case, violently attack a senior citizen delivering oil, like,
yeah,
that's
not what we're talking
that's
about.
That's not here. What we're talking about.
What we're talking about, and our gold standard, by the way, is Kevin Durant.
Yes.
We believe that Kevin Durant, no one has torpedoed their own legacy quite like Kevin Durant on his own accord.
Kevin Durant went from the most beloved player in the NBA. He won that MVP and he had that heartfelt speech. And dude, that guy, he was like, he would go play like flag football games at like college campuses, like in Oklahoma. He was everything. He was Damian Lillard. He was everything you could want in a small market team. And then he went to Golden State and for some reason decided to be a bitch.
Well,
and then he got the burner account.
I think his true colors just showed.
Yeah.
I mean, you can only fake it for so long, LeBron.
Yeah.
But LeBron's doing a better job at it.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant, we just found out who he is, and he's very, very, very sensitive little... But he's very good at basketball. It's just...
Very good.
And then the move to the Warriors, like, dude, could you... Well, and then to leave the Warriors.
Exactly. You go to the Warriors. You're the MVP of the finals twice. You're the best player on that team. You could have stayed in Golden State and just kept winning titles and gone on to build just this, I mean, the big three. And people would have talked about that and been like, yeah, Steph Curry, but Kevin Durant was the best player on those teams. You decide to go and hitch your wagon to one of the losingest franchises in the NBA. But don't worry, you're going to team with James Harden and Kyrie Irving. And then you're like, nope, that's not going to work. And then you're like, you go to Phoenix, and then that thing just ends up being torpedoed. And all, like, the burners, and just he just is unlikable.
There are a lot of guys that we talked about. I remember the segments.
Rodgers is pretty good.
Aaron Rodgers is up there. Russell Wilson is up there. Yeah. Brett Favre certainly is up there. But Belichick's got to be number two at this point, doesn't he?
Dude,
that's the greatest coach of all time.
He went from this unicorn mythical figure, and he gets into a pissing match with Tom Brady. Brady leaves, and the thing that really, you know, that this burns him, and you ask like why he won't retire, I think he lives rent free in Bill's head. Yeah. I really do.
Because he wants to do something good without Brady.
Yes.
And he has yet to do
he
that.
Has yet to do it. In fact, since Tom has left, since imagine you marry someone and you build a company together, right? Like you and your wife, and you build just this, you build Apple, like you build just this once in a lifetime company. And then you get divorced and you each get half the company, and your wife goes on to greater heights. They reproduce the heights you had, and your company just
tanks,
takes a steam that, you know, that when he lays his head there at night, he can't get over that.
Who do you think you are?
And so I think that's why he can't. He can't walk away from this. He can't. But I feel like I feel like the game has passed him by. No one wants to hire him. He goes out and has this weird midlife crisis with Jordan Hudson, which we get. But now he's doing weird Instagram bits. He wrote a book that no one bought. The interview was an unmitigated disaster. It's so bad at North Carolina. He will not allow any scout from the New England Patriots on campus at North Carolina. He won't allow anyone associated with North Carolina football to even tweet about the New England Patriots. So like when Drake May had that big win this weekend, North Carolina football or athletics cannot tweet about Drake May congratulating him. Apparently he's pissed off everyone at North Carolina to the point where everyone wants him gone. It's just like you. Oh, and by the way, they're one of the worst Power Four teams in the country. I mean, it's a stunning fall from grace. And you're right in that there's just not many that have achieved this level and then fallen so quickly without like a major, you know, a major jail time or, you know, well, something Durant nefarious
is,
happening.
Durant is not a joke. I mean, he's very good at what he does. It's just how you view a person like that.
Yeah.
A little subjective.
Yeah.
Belichick, I mean, he's become a joke.
Yeah. He's a punching bag.
And it's just really hard to wrap your head around. Like, yep. I mean, the guy knows football. I mean, he's obviously really good.
One of the smartest dudes to be in that league. And not only did he build that as the coach, but he was basically the general manager.
Yeah. But it's also kind of like the lack of self-awareness.
Yeah.
Like, how do you let you're a legend, dude. Yeah. How do you let all of this happen?
Well, I think one of the reasons when he didn't get an NFL job, one of the reasons were when he would go around to those to the interviews, Bill was like, I do this one way and one way only. And everyone was like, Bill, that doesn't work anymore. And Bill's like, no, I do it. And I can do it this way. And no one would give him that opportunity. They were like, Bill, the things have changed and we need to separate those powers. And when he eventually agreed to it, like in Atlanta, they didn't believe that he could do it. They remember Arthur Blank really likes him. And he goes, he told him, I don't think you can collaborate with anyone. Like, you have an inability, and this is like why great players don't always make great coaches. Like, when Magic Johnson tried to be a coach.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Or Michael Jordan, that doesn't work because for Michael Jordan, he expects everyone to act and behave like Michael Jordan. And so you can't coach that. You can't coach that sort of that passion. You have it or you don't. And I think with Bill was so successful doing it that way. I don't think he, and the North Carolina thing is proof of it. I just don't think he can conceive of it any other way. And yet that way doesn't work. He doesn't have the ability anymore. The game has changed. And so he's just kind of, he's just out to lunch. And unfortunately you see this a lot in the sports world where the game passes people by and they're unwilling, you know, with that Cowboys documentary, that kind of happened with Tom Landry. And people are like, oh, how can you get rid of Tom Landry? Cause he can't do it anymore. You know, and it's one of the hardest things to do in life in general, but certainly sports, is to evolve beyond what you've been successful at. How many companies do we see that? What's the old the story that Blockbuster Video had a chance to buy Netflix for like $200 million, and the Blockbuster Video like they looked at Netflix and were like, morons, our way. And they couldn't see beyond that. And I think that's Bill. He can't see beyond the 2006 NFL season. And he can't see beyond Tom Brady. And he thought he could do it without Tom. Well, it turns out, Bill, you can't.
Hey, maybe Odyssey Portland market manager Ryan Cooley can pull a few strings at his alma mater, Lewis and Clark, and get Bill out there.
I wonder at what level
Bill to Corvallis?
I wouldn't want him.
Well, I can't get much worse. They're winless.
That's sad, but
hey, he's won two games at North Carolina.
That's true. You know, that is sad. I would, if I was Oregon State and Bill Belichick came to me and said, I would like to be your coach, I would say thanks, but no thanks. But yeah. At what level?
But who you get? I mean, like,
I'd rather go hire someone from
wow.
I'd rather go hire a young.
Well, that says all you need to know right there.
Yeah, a young up. Well, college football especially is a young man's game.
I can't even imagine.
Bill won't recruit. He won't, you know, pulls the Deion Sanders. Bill's not working phones. Have you seen some of the reports that, and by the way, these come from like players and like families. This isn't like made up crap. Like, they brought in top recruits. Like when you know, Oregon has a big one with Indiana. So they will bring in recruits to stand on the sidelines. You know, it's like, hey, why don't you guys come to the Indiana game? They were doing that, like at North Carolina. They were bringing in top players and then had them sit in a room for like an hour waiting for Bill. And then we're like, oh, I'm sorry, coach got caught up. He's not going to be able to see you today. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're living in a world where literally your livelihood revolves around you kissing the ass of 18-year-old players. I got Dan Lanning taking his shirt off, not wanting to, jumping into a pool with a kid in his underwear, which is weird enough while, like, some gals look on. But he knows that's what it takes. Meanwhile, Bill is making...
By the way, they lost that kid.
They did lose that kid. Meanwhile, Bill is sitting there making kids wait, and then after an hour, be like, sorry.
What an opportunity.
Can't do it. And so I actually think it might be worse at a place like Oregon State than it is in North Carolina. I mean, maybe some small school somewhere. I could see Bill taking over a high school program and everyone hating him. High school, you can keep everyone under your thumb, I guess. But this,
I think it'd be kind of cool to be a high school player and play for him.
Wouldn't that be something?
Well, I mean, you know.
He said he's okay in the media. A YouTuber said, at least on the chat, said, make him the primetime producer. We got this job open.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
You think Bill would apply?
Boy.
I will say this too about him.
Who would he hate more, me or you?
Oh, probably me. You're the football guy. He doesn't. I would imagine he doesn't care for anyone who can't. I mean, we all know this guy.
Yeah.
Me working in this business, I see this guy all the time.
Yeah.
It's really sad, but they can't relate to anything or anybody outside of football.
No.
Or their sport.
Me and Bill could bond over Navy
and
football.
He would love you for that.
Yeah. Like, Bill, let's talk Army-Navy.
But the thing about him, too, he's pretty good on... he's dry, but he's pretty... He has kind of a sense of humor on... when I've seen him on game day and in media. He's actually better than you would think.
Yes. 100%.
But when it comes to coaching, apparently he can't... I don't know, he can't let that out or something. I don't know. It's a weird deal.
Well, Matt, again, it's that he won with... I mean, that guy won 8 Super Bowls. 6 as the head coach, 2 as the defensive coordinator. And yet it was all done... And remember, he came from a dad that coached at Navy. He cut his teeth under Bill Parcells. Like, you think that there's...
He's like Coach K.
Seriously. Exactly.
Coach K was Army and Bob Knight.
And you know, there's only one way to do that. And you can't change stripes. How old's Bill? He's 60.
Oh, no, he's like in his 70s.
He's 70 now?
Yeah. Dude, he and Pete Carroll and Saban are all roughly the same age.
You can't change.
73.
You can't change who you are.
Dude, just retire, man.
I know.
God.
He made over, and this is just according to Dr. Google, reportedly $200 million in his Patriots coaching career.
Yeah.
So
for the last handful of years there, the last, you know, 8 or 9 years, he was the highest paid coach in sports.
Yep.
I don't know about maybe soccer, but in North American sports, he was. That guy has so much money. But hey,
I'll tell you this, though.
When you're 70 and you've got a 24-year-old hot girlfriend, that costs money, man. You got upkeep. You got to keep her in mermaid outfits.
Yeah, I'm with you that I don't think he goes back to the NFL.
No.
But I think there's a lot of fans that would want him as their coach over their current coach.
Yes.
Like, whatever is happening with the Jets, Aaron Glenn ain't it.
No.
Tennessee.
Sure.
I mean, if you just throw him in Tennessee right now, they're better.
Yes.
If you throw him in New York right now, they're better. Giants or Jets.
Yeah.
I mean, so there is, like, that allure. But I just don't think upper management is gonna go for it.
No, and he is
at any of those places. But maybe they will.
Well, no one will turn over total control to him, and that's like I said, that's ultimately what torpedoes him. He can't work side by side with people, and no one will give him at this stage of the game. No one will give him total control like he had in New England. He's a one on one, and I hope that once this all blows over, people can appreciate what he did, because to be the general manager and the head coach, and yes, Tom Brady. I know he never won anything without Tom Brady, but some of those Super Bowls, in fact, a lot of those Super Bowls, that wasn't Tom Brady scoring 40 points. The Super Bowl against the Rams, that was Bill's defense. Super Bowl against the Panthers, that was Bill's defense. The one they lost against the Giants, what was that score? Was it like 17-14?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Bill's defense. The one they won, the second one they won against the Rams, that was 13-3. No offense to Tom Brady, because Tom is the GOAT. But now it has become this kind of punching bag of, well, we know who's responsible for that. Yeah. Let's look at some Super Bowls here. Like,
yeah, that's very wrong.
It's very wrong.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.